Yeah, it was bitterly disappointing, you know. It looked good there for most of it, you know. We had a great performance, and I suppose going last 10 minutes, we were 3 or 4 points ahead, and kind of that's the disappointing thing. We'll have to learn from it, not seeing out the game and early our game management. We'll have to improve.
You look so good. Like, Shane Walsh had scored a brilliant, brilliant goal, and things seem to be really going, but Kerry at home are hard to beat.
They're hard to beat anywhere, you know. They're the second best team in the country at the minute, I guess, or if not the best, and they have such quality forwards. They're dangerous from every angle, you know, between Clifford and Sean O'Shea and all them boys, and they really showed their experience, and they managed to get us at the end. Yeah.
Yeah, you went toe-to-toe with David Clifford. I suppose he's a man in a rich vein of form. How did you fare out in that one?
Not too bad. I've actually before minor, so I still have the nightmares, you know. But yeah, he's a class act. He's a master at what he does, you know. He's two-footed, which is always such a great asset to have. And he's just a class act.
Yeah, I suppose the great thing about the league is how quickly the games come, and you have a chance to maybe right a few wrongs from last week in Letterkenny this Sunday against Donegal.
Yeah, I suppose our first game against Manahan, we were lucky to come out on the right side of it, and then Kerry's obviously disappointing, and I suppose there's a bit of pressure on us now, you know, just being on 2 points, but sure, look at Donegal. Donegal are a class act themselves. They have such quality players, and it'll be a tough challenge now trying to come away with any type of point now, points on Sunday.
You came up against Donegal in the 2016 All-Ireland Minor semi-final, and both teams now have players kind of pushing on now into the senior team.
Yeah, it's a good sign, I guess. There's 4 or 5 of us kind of lurking in and out of the senior setup. You know, you have Niall O'Donnell, you have Jason McGee and Oran Ferry as well, you know. And Northern ourselves, you have Rob Finnerty, Desi Keneally, and I suppose Keane Darcy and Finian Lee, of course. So, yeah, it's good to see the youth coming through.
I suppose we mentioned earlier on that the Cardiff Finn lads aren't all back in yet, so the people that are in possession of the jersey, I'm sure there's a lot of determination there to keep hold of it at the minute.
Yeah, the competition for places is hectic, you know, not only to make the team but to be on the 26, you know, it's fine margins, you know, you have to be performing and training to get any type of jersey, you know, and that's a challenge in itself, I guess. But sure, look at when the Carfin lads come in now, they'll only add to it and make it even more difficult to keep your jersey.
You had David Clifford last week, you might have Michael Murphy this week. It doesn't get much easier.
No, and that's the beauty of Division 1, I guess, you know, you're marking the best that there is, and it's a welcoming challenge as well, you know, you want to be marking the best, that's why you play the game, and certainly Michael Murphy is probably one of the best ever, you know.